Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency will release the distinction between those who died from COVID and those who died with COVID. She was recently asked the question and had no answer. More than 800,000 deaths linked to COVID died from the virus or other comorbidities. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Eastern Sea on Tuesday. The detection comes less than a week after Pyongyang fired what it claimed to be a hypersonic missile. Russia and the United States discuss Ukraine frictions and European security talks in Geneva with no signs the two sides have narrowed their differences. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Forced posture by the Russians in the border areas around Ukraine. If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, they can start by starting to remove some of those troops from decreasing some of that forced posture.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As many experts claim the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health, a proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. The CDC has placed our neighbor to the north in a really bad category for American travelers.
If you're thinking of making a trip across the country's northern border, the CDC wants you to think again. The health agency moving Canada to the highest risk category for COVID-19. The U.S.'s northern neighbors have seen nearly 300,000 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending January 8th, a new record for the pandemic. Other countries that remain in the CDC's high risk category for COVID-19 transmission include France, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and the UK. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As tensions grow between Russia and their neighbor Ukraine, the United States is trying to de-escalate the region without much success. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta on Fox News calls Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions old techniques.
It's an old playbook that Putin is using after a number of years of watching Putin in action. He's ratcheting up the pressure. He's deploying his forces. He's making unrealistic demands regarding NATO. And he's threatening military action. That's the way he tries to bully and get his way. And I think it's particularly important for the United States and our allies to negotiate with them from a position of strength, which is to make very clear to Russia that there is a price that is going to be paid if he takes that kind of action. I think the United States and our allies can actually take some pretty strong steps against Russia. I mean, one is sanctions, which is to cut them off from the international banking system. I think using cyber to go after their infrastructure, go after their electric grid, go after their pipelines, and weaken their economy. I think in addition to that, it's important that we move, as we are, moving up additional forces in NATO to move up towards Russia.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got, according to Rasmussen, about 30% of the country. And that of likely U.S. voters, but who's to know anymore in terms of that? I don't know. I've become so cynical after the 2020 elections. But nonetheless, 30% of likely U.S. voters, according to Rasmussen, think the country is heading in the right direction. 30%. That's, you know, 70%. I mean, I don't know why we don't have more people just yelling and screaming out their windows that I cannot take this anymore. And then when you hear the president trying to explain or support what a great economy we've got here, it's even more frustrating on top of that. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us to straighten all these things out. He's a public policy analyst and economics professor. Dr. Bussler, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael, break it down for us. I mean, look, the people are seeing the reality of the Joe Biden economy. Inflation through the roof at every turn, and yet he speaks of the economy in such glowing terms, and even Bloomberg is saying that this is the best economy of any first-year president in the history of our country. What are we missing here?
Well, let's take a look exactly how we're going to finish the year and what's likely to happen next year. So all the data is not in yet. The consumer price index, which is the best measure of inflation at the consumer level, the number will be out, I think, at the end of this week for December. It's likely to show about an 0.8% increase. That will bring the inflation rate for the entire year up to about 7.5%. That's the worst we've had it in more than four decades. Now, why does Bloomberg say the economy is so good? Well, on the good side, in terms of economic growth, we'll probably end up the year at about a 5.5% growth for 2021. That's the best we've had since 1984, so that's good. The unemployment rate is down under 4%, so you would say that's good, too. So from those aspects, the economy does look good. The reason people don't feel that is the unemployment rate went from about 10% down to 4%, so 6% of the population felt better being employed. Meanwhile, with inflation impacts just about 100% of the population, so that's why people are not feeling so good. So what's likely to happen going into 2022? I think because the federal government is very slow to react to this inflation problem, continuing to say that it will probably go away on its own by the middle of the of 2022, they're not doing much. As a result, I think the inflation rate for 2022 is going to be higher than it was in 2021, probably in the 8% range. Now, that will depend on how quickly the Federal Reserve reverses totally their position of expanding the money supply. They've already started to cut back on their bond buying purchases. They're going to have to get real aggressive in raising interest rates. The longer they wait to do that, the worse the inflation problem will be. I think by the end of this year, you're going to see interest rates about 1.5% higher than they were in 2021. The economy should still be able to grow. I expect about a 4.5% growth rate, less than 2021, but still a good growth rate. And I expect the unemployment rate to stay under 4%.
Now, does Joe Biden get credit for all this, or is this something that was already in play because of the Trump administration? Because it's hard to connect some of these things, Michael, because, you know, you see where the war on fossil fuels has taken place. We've lost a lot of jobs there. The impact of COVID, the impact of the government interjecting themselves into people's life and telling them, hey, you don't have to go to work. We're just going to give you a paycheck. Just stay home. You know, after all, there's COVID and all this other stuff. And then you have reports of in the last couple of months, you know, there's been over 4 million people that just said, hey, I quit. I mean, and of course, you're not counting them in the unemployment numbers. So it's almost like, the math gets real fuzzy, especially when you're dealing with the Democrats, because they justify not counting people in, just like they did with under President Obama. You know, we called it quantitative easing, you know, which was just a mishmash of trying to get us to believe something that really wasn't there, or maybe to soften the blow, so to speak. And this seems to be the order of the day and formulas that they're using for Joe Biden as well. So am I off here or what?
No. In my view, had President Biden not done anything with the economy at all, not done anything, we'd be in better shape than we are today. Now, why do I say that? As you correctly point out, the prior administration passed enough stimulus to get the economy going again. The first half of this year, before any of Biden's policies took effect, the first half of this year, the economy was growing at a 6.5% annual rate. So we certainly had plenty of growth before Biden passed his $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which was passed in May, and then his infrastructure package, another $1.2 trillion. Had those packages not been passed and the government deficit not been as large, that, I believe, would have brought the inflation rate down and wouldn't have hurt economic growth. What Biden did was put so much excess demand into the economy that that's really what's causing the inflation. So how much excess demand? Between the last 2 years, the federal government spent nearly $6 trillion more than they brought in tax revenue. On a $22 trillion annual economy, that's going to lead to pure inflation. So had Biden not passed those acts, I think the inflation rate would probably be about half what we have today, and we would still have growth. You also mentioned a couple of other things, and why I'm fearful of inflation going forward. Aside from the deficit spending and the Federal Reserve's very loose monetary policy causing excess demand in the economy leading to inflation, on the cost side, there are two reasons why prices are being pushed up. As you mentioned, the Biden administration has declared a war on fossil fuels. They canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill on federal lands anymore, and you can't drill off the coast of Alaska. By restricting the supply of fossil fuels at a time when demand is growing because the economy is recovering, energy prices have gone up. And that not only means are we paying more for gasoline and heating oil, but it means manufacturers are paying more for energy, so their manufacturing costs go up, pushing prices up. Even retailers, their goods are brought in primarily by truck, and with higher energy costs, they're going to see higher costs. Secondly, you mentioned about wage inflation. So for whatever reason, a lot of people are not coming back to work, and a lot of people are leaving the workforce. In order to bring those people back, employers have had to raise wages. And once wages start going up, for the newly hired people, the people that have been there for a year or two, say, hey, I'm supposed to be making more than the new guy. Suddenly he's making
right.
much more
exactly.
than I wonder.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Busler.
Silver is nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is The Place That's Fresh and Independent. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Michael Busler is with us. He is an economics expert and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. You know, Michael, when you look at the breakdown, as you were explaining to us, of what's going on with our economy, roughly $4 trillion plus or minus that has been spent between the stimulus, and you go, you know, part of me says, well, who did it stimulate? I think it stimulated these party interests. It didn't stimulate much of We the People or Build Back Better. This is why it's falling on its face, is that it's all suit and no substance. And that's what we're having to deal with. And looking at a debt ceiling now of $31 trillion, and you know the Democrats are, as long as they can, and they've got control of the purse strings, they're going to move to that number as quick as possible. They're not looking at any kind of remedy. I mean, at least with Trump, Trump said, look, if we raise the GDP, then we can start to address the debt, because we can pay that debt down through growth. But with the Democrats, there's no addressing, you know, the issue of this this indomitable debt that keeps mounting, Michael. And and when we're looking at the national or international threats that our country is faced with, but we've got serious trouble here in River City that, you know, most voters are not aware of. All they're worried about is, hey, they're paying more for gas. You know, it's hard to get things. The supply chain disruption, empty shelves at grocery stores, and that sort of thing. But in the long term, I mean, the threats that are out there, the looming threats between Russia, China, Iran, are still there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you said a lot there. Let's start with the debt. So how bad is the debt, and is it a problem? So they just raised the debt ceiling up another $2.5 trillion. It'll take it up to about $31 trillion. I say, well, what does that mean exactly? Is that a problem? Well, there's two concerns that you have with the debt that high. First of all, most economists would say if the debt is less than 1 year's GDP, it's probably okay. Once you get above 1 year's GDP, it runs into problems. So the debt at $31 trillion, GDP this year will be about $22 trillion. We're almost 50% above 1 year's GDP. So most economists would say that's a problem. So what are the problems associated with that? Two things. One, the interest payments alone will start to become very burdensome. So when the federal government runs a deficit, they sell bonds. There's no program in place to ever pay that money back. So what happens when a 10- or 20-year bond matures and comes due? The federal government sells new bonds to pay back the old bonds, and they roll over the public debt. That's why.
Can you say Ponzi scheme?
That's certainly what it looks like.
That's what it is. And for everybody else that's in jail, going, wait a minute, I'm in jail, and these knuckleheads are, you know, operating with a lot more zeros than I did. And you know, what's up with this? But this is exactly what it is.
That's exactly right. So the problem is most of the debt in the last 10, 12 years has been taken out at 1.5% interest. Mm-hmm. Starting this year, as I mentioned before, interest rates are going to start to go up. They'll probably be about 1.5% higher by this time next year over where they are today. So why is that a problem? Well, as you roll over the debt, you're refinancing debt. You're paying only 1.5%. Now you're refinancing it at 2.5% or 3%, which is about the historical average for long-term treasury bonds. Well, that means this year the interest payment on the debt will be about $400 billion. If we refinance this at twice the interest rate, now you're paying $800 billion per year in interest, plus you're adding more debt to it. We can be looking at an annual interest expense approaching $1 trillion. That's $1 trillion every year that the government can't spend on more productive measures, and it's way too heavy a burden to place on future generations.
And so the cost of our government goes from what to what, Michael?
It goes from outrageous to astronomical.
Yes.
That's not the best way to explain it. So right now, the federal government spending, before all this COVID stimulus, they were spending about $4.5 trillion a year, of which about 10% of that, $400 billion, went for interest expenses. Well, if interest expenses go up to $1 trillion, government spending is going to have to go up more to cover that, which means we're going to have to pay more in taxes to cover that. That's going to tend to stagnate the economy. my biggest fear coming out of all this is we don't solve the inflation problem and we end up stagnating the economy. That will lead us to a condition called stagflation, which we haven't seen since the late 1970s during the Carter administration. So if
exactly.
we don't start to address some of these things, that's what the worst condition is. Making it worse, Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, who was chair of the Federal Reserve, she wants to do away with the debt ceiling completely. She says, just let government spend whatever they want to spend with no ceiling put on. She says, you're going to raise the ceiling anyway, so there's no sense even having one. With that
right.
kind of mentality, government spending is going to go through the roof, and we're going to be in a very difficult position.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is they have that mentality. Michael, they need a recovery program. We're going to call time out on them. We're going to send them to Spenders Anonymous or something and for them to get some therapy because they don't know better. And the other question I have of all this debt that's out there, I mean, think about this. How much of this debt actually went to something that the people needed, or how much went to pay off political debts to unions, special interests, the people that voted, Obama, because we know that Obama, according to Peter Schweitzer, I mean, what a sweet deal they got in that stimulus during his administration, that first one, for everybody that about 85% of the bundlers for his campaign, for every dollar they raised, Michael, they got $25,000 back. You talk about a rich ROI, and they do this that's just government. That's just the way it's supposed to happen. And here it is, you know, with this $4-5 trillion between the stimulus and infrastructure, how much actually went to causes that were important to the people versus what went to pay off political debts?
Some of those numbers are hard to determine, but you have to conclude that certainly a large portion of it, maybe up to half of it, went to things that really weren't needed to stimulate the economy and were some kind of a payback. Worse yet,
exactly.
The federal government kept handing out free money to people. And when you start doing that, in the last 2 years, a family of four has gotten $14,000 worth of free money from the government, whether you were negatively impacted economically by the virus or not. Most of that money ended up being saved. So now consumers have money in the bank, and I tried to find out why some of these younger people are not going back to work. So I went out and tried to talk to some of them and asked them, and here's what I found out. Many of them said to me, look, we got laid off a year and a half ago. They extended the unemployment benefits past 99 weeks, plus the federal government added $600 a week to my payment for a while. When that ran out, they added $300 a week to my payment. They tell me that they have money in the bank, and they also tell me they haven't paid the rent on their apartment in the last year and a half, and they can't get kicked out. So they tell me, look, I like this idea of not having to work, having the government support me. I'm going to stretch this out as long as I possibly can. So we said in the first part here is a lot of people not coming back to the workforce. Why is that? At least a big chunk of them, and I don't have hard data to give numbers, but at least a big chunk of them are saying, I don't have to work. Why should I work? The government's supporting me.
Well, and the sad thing about that, Michael, is when they come back to work, they're going to find out the price they paid for being out of the fray of things. Because you lose your edge. You're not going to be as good coming back to work, being off of work for a year and a half mentally. Your acumen is clearly going to drop off. I mean, this is proven science that's taking place. So, okay, take the free money, but you're going to pay for it down the road. And you're going to be very frustrated because you're not going to be operating on all cylinders. And this is of your own making, just like what this government has done. It's all of their own making. Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy. Happy New Year.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency will release the distinction between those who died from COVID and those who died with COVID. She was recently asked the question and had no answer. More than 800,000 deaths linked to COVID died from the virus or other comorbidities. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Eastern Sea on Tuesday. The detection comes less than a week after Pyongyang fired what it claimed to be a hypersonic missile. Russia and the United States discuss Ukraine frictions and European security talks in Geneva with no signs the two sides had narrowed their differences. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Forced posture by the Russians in the border areas around Ukraine. If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, they can start by starting to remove some of those troops from decreasing some of that forced posture.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, I'll tell you, one of the growing serious issues of COVID Omicron is people are finding themselves lonelier than ever. It is amazing that we are, you know, we are at this point. But amazing, but not so surprising, you know, because we were told as we were going into this to not let the solution be worse than the problem. And it seems like we're there. And people are huddled down. They're fearful, irrationally fearful, because of the irrationality of the powers to be, which seem to be driven slowly, I mean, more by, you know, control and power. And this is what happens when you choose. Here's the difference that is before you. You can choose God's solution or you choose man's solution. Man's solution, the byproduct, is this loneliness and isolation that has been exacerbated by COVID Omicron. With us right now is the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL QB and now ministry leader, Jeff Kemp. Hey, Jeff, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing fine. And like you, I'm very concerned about what's going on with our culture right now and this issue of loneliness and isolation. I mean, we're hearing more and more the increase of suicides happening in our country. You know, not only the military, which is, I think, about 22 per day. Law enforcement now is getting into the numbers. We've got young girls committing suicide. And my heart is breaking for these families, Jeff, that are impacted by this.
I am with you in that there is an awful lot of mental illness, depression, sadness, fear, a sense that you're all by yourself, that there's not an answer. And, you know, the COVID and spread of Omicron the last 2 years exacerbated a problem that had already begun. And the problem relates to human disconnection.
Yes.
We were made by God to be living in interdependent, constant relationship with our Creator. And He also made us to live in interdependent relationship with others. He created man and said, hey, it's not good. This man is good, but it's not good that he's alone.
Right.
And he made a woman. And the Bible speaks of friendship. Jonathan and David and Paul and Timothy. And there's Priscilla and Aquila and these wonderful people that shared everything in common.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You have to be together. You have to talk together. You have to communicate with each other. And our society has been flattening.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media trends and the entertainment trends and the mobility trends and the consumption trends, all of that represents an amount of time relative to your, 16 hours a day that you're awake, that you're mm-hmm. devoting to a screen or to a product or to the mind space of economic transactions instead of relational
mm-hmm.
experiences.
Right.
And so marriages aren't taking dates as often. People aren't marrying as much. Young people don't go on dates. There isn't even as much sexual behavior amongst young adults in many cases because there's an internet solution to the immediate gratification of our sexual needs. And porn is stealing human relationship. Now, I'm not, promoting sex outside of marriage, but there's even less sex within marriage in many marriages.
Yeah, this is the reality of it, Jeff. You're right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Social media at night and porn messing up both a man or a woman. So we've been thinning the society, calling friends something on Facebook, when friends are people that you meet with and you talk to and you're on the phone with and you Zoom with them. And I've been having an awesome time during the last 2 years because I've doubled down on the quantity of my phone calls and Zoom interactions with friends, and not 100 friends, not 50 friends, Bill. I've been connecting with 6 friends every week.
Right.
And that's the solution. Friendship.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you think of Jesus. I shared this with a group of men one time. I just said, look, you got to go out and find your 12. Jesus had his 12, right? And there's something about that number 12. And I encouraged each one of them to go out and find their 12, so they could have in their inner circle these people that they could have relationships with.
Yeah.
And it was amazing when I said that. And I know it was God delivered. I mean, God just used me and He deposited that idea. And you should have seen the faces on these men. Like, oh my gosh, and it wasn't like I wanted to be right. It wasn't me being right. It was the Holy Spirit just saying, hey, I'm going to bless you guys today. Here's my investment into this meeting, and Bill, we're going to use you because, whatever.
Even uses Bill Martinez, that
imagine that
rascally character with an aspect of intellectualism and common sense.
Only an aspect. That's it.
I didn't want to puff you up.
Thank you.
Jesus not only had 12. That can be intimidating to us at first. Most people really don't have that many friends. He took Peter, James, and John up on the mountain when he was transfigured. He cooked a coal fire on the beach and waited for Peter to come off the fishing experience on the lake when he was still in shame over having denied Jesus. And one-on-one, he cooked some fish, sat on the campfire, and fed breakfast to Peter. And then that's when he restored him 3 times, giving him the opportunity to say, I love you 3 times.
Yeah.
Well, think of this. Can you build 1, 2, or 3 best friends?
Exactly.
And if you do that, then the sense of what a good friendship is will bolster you. And you can have more friends than that. But you can't have 12 closest friends or 50 closest friends. I think we can have maybe 2 or 3 really deep level 5 friends where you're vulnerable, transparent, and honest and real, and you connect every single week. So nothing really is missing in terms of an update on each other. You're admitting what's tough, what you're struggling with, even confessing your sins, as the Bible says, if you confess them to one another, you're healed. And I would tell people to pray for two closest friends and then define the relationship with them by saying, hey, I really want to go deeper with you, but we kind of need to be confidential, and I'd love to be loyal. And are you up for that?
Yes.
People define the relationship that way, they will open up. They will become more transparent. And when one person shares their trial, another one opens up and shares theirs. Mm-hmm. So build friendship. No. And this is my mission, Bill, to help me in particular build deep level 5 friendships and huddle together every week by Zoom or by phone or in person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with your analysis there that you're always going to have that inner circle group, and you'd be surprised, as you say, you start out first, you're intentional with 1, 2, or 3, and before you know it, it builds on itself. But the other point is, because having too many, it becomes very difficult to manage. And that, this is, I think, why Jesus, why did Jesus pick 12? Why didn't he pick 28? But that's what worked. But you're exactly right. There was in that 12, there was still that inner circle of apostles that he counted on, and he went to. Regularity.
Right now, in your mind's eye, as you think of friendship, draw a pyramid, and it's pointed at the top and narrow, and at the bottom it's wide. Down at the bottom are your acquaintances, level 1. There's a lot of them. And today we've overdone it because we have this social media that can make it, 1,000 people. But that's really not realistic relationally. So at level 1 is actually...
We got about 50 seconds left here, Jeff. And obviously we're going to have to pick this up next week because there's lots to this, okay? If that's all right. But go ahead. We got 45 seconds. Go ahead and summarize.
Up the pyramid, you have some people that you spend time with, and then you have good friends, and then you have deep friends, level 4. But at the very top, there's probably 2 or 3 or 4 at the most that are your deepest level 5 friends. Think about that. If you want a friend, be a friend.
Exactly.
Connect with people. Use the phone. Use Zoom.
Jeff Kemp, I know that you're available for emails and that, and you've been really great about it. Remind everybody, if they want to drop you a note, give us some input to how they can be in touch with you. 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Jeff@JeffKempTeam.com. Jeff@JeffKempTeam.com.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes, a procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I want to thank Jeff Kemp again for bringing up the topic about isolation and loneliness. I mean, this is the new pandemic that's taken place, and it's no wonder. And as Jeff said, you got to go back to where it all began. What was the original intent of the manufacturer, of the creator of the universe, and our creator, God himself? What did he intend? He said he doesn't want man to be lonely. And man is designed in such a way that we need to have a horizontal relationship, that's with one another, and a vertical relationship with God. Interestingly, that forms a cross, right? So the relationship we have with God really promotes that horizontal relationship, and they are symbiotic and they build on one another. But, you know, when you turn your back, as this culture has done very determinedly, on God, and then you wonder, which is ironic and, laughable in a way, sad and also laughable, that this is all self-inflicted. That we decided, hey, look, we've got it from here. We don't need God. We'll do it. We'll do it our own way. Well, how's that working for you? I mean, we have increased number of suicide. We've got loneliness and isolation. And, of course, with this pandemic, the way the government is utilizing it to raise the fear level beyond rationality. It is totally irrational what the government has done to us with this. And after it's all said and done, we'll probably go, this was like a severe flu, or right now with Omicron, it's a cold. And, if we utilize common sense and get out of this fear bubble that we're in, then we can respond appropriately. But we don't need to be listening to the hyperbole, even of a justice of the court, that says things that are totally just ignorant, which is surprising, because here's somebody who is really an intelligent woman and says something and then gets caught on it. I mean, the Pinocchios are flying at her in all kinds of different directions, and she can't even come out and say, well, I've got it wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to add to the fear monging and the misinformation that's out there in the culture. That's all I've got to say about that. Samantha Mao is with us. Let's talk about some good news here. Hey, Samantha Mao, Happy New Year. How are you, honey? Can I say that? I'm sorry. Great. I didn't mean to be. Sounds so familiar. I know. Sometimes if you refer to women like that, they go, oh, how dare you? I mean that very affectionately, because we've known each other for so long, and I just think the world of you. So.
no disrespect intended. I want our audience to know. So I didn't mean to be so casual, but it just came out because it's because I care for you so much. Hey, Sam. You got some great story here, and this is, for those of us that saw what was happening here on the east on I-95, thank God, I didn't get caught. I mean, some people were on, they were, because of the snow and the weather and everything, they were locked down on the freeway. I mean, some over 24 hours. 24 hours, and they didn't, expect it. I mean, how many people had provisions in their car, the ability to, handle this? They couldn't get off the freeway. It was such a mess. And here in a situation, people flowing to the need, and I'm sure this is one of many great, news stories that happened on the I-95. And this one involves an Uber driver and a teen passenger. Tell our audience what happened here.
That's right. So Devontae Williams, he was stuck on I-95. And this is it's in Northern Virginia, kind of near Washington, D.C. And like you said, people were stranded for, at first I saw over 15 hours, and now I'm seeing up to 24 hours that people were there. It was bad. People were stranded for miles. And so what ended up happening was, this was last Tuesday, a teenage girl, it was really, the snow was pouring down in Virginia, we're just not prepared, and it came so fast. Like, it went from nothing to complete snow. And so a teenage girl was about to take a train, trying to get back to her home in Williamsburg, down south in Virginia, and it got canceled due to a derailment. So she takes an Uber and she gets stuck on I-95. Can you imagine being stuck on an Uber? I just feel bad for anybody stuck, but it's just, talk about an awkward situation. And so she ends up only being stuck for 6 hours, which, compared to everybody else, they were stuck less time. But Devontae, he's concerned about this young woman, and he finds a way off the interstate. He gets her off, and he pays for a hotel room and calls her parents to let her know that he's going to help make sure she's taken care of. And he's like, whenever everything clears up, I'll still take you home for free. It won't cost you anything.
Talk about a good Samaritan, right? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the right driver in the right place, and the kind of guy you would want to be there to look out after your own child, especially your teenage daughter who's trying so hard to get home.
Wow.
That could have just been such a different situation for her. And he's actually ended up being offered, after his story, after Devontae's story went national, he ended up getting offered a job as a manager with an elite ride company. So it's called Ride Alto, which is an upscale ride sourcing service. So, I love to hear people getting recognized for their good deeds, and I'm sure he'll make a great manager, being the kind of person who cares for others like he does.
Yeah, exactly. What a quality individual. Well, congratulations to him. This next one involves a truck driver that delivers bread by foot to stranded motorists on the interstate, right? Same
right.
Same associated story, that I-95. I mean, hot dog stands, everything else, bring out your cart, just make it happen, That's great.
That's right. Whenever you said there is a lot of good stories on I-95, two of our stories this week are from there. Whenever there's a tragedy like that, it's amazing to see people come together. And Casey Noe and her husband John were among the many motorists that were stranded, and they were actually on there for over 21 hours, and they were sleeping overnight, and they didn't have food or water, and all the nearest towns were out of power, and they were just frustrated and hungry. And I'm sure people were kind of starting to get scared, because you're just so unprepared for being stuck, especially for that. People were running out of gas. So they end up seeing a bread truck stuck on the highway. They call, it's Schmidt Baking Company. They call the company, and 20 minutes later, the owner of the company calls them back and tells them that he's getting the truck to open up and give all the bread to surrounding cars. So they end up giving out 300 different kinds of bread to motorists that have been stranded for hours, which I just, something like that is that bread is everything.
Can you imagine? I mean, when you have nothing, if you've got bread, I mean, hey, we don't have some fish. All we needed was some fish and 12 baskets. We could have filled those up too. But boy, this is like a miracle for those people, right?
Oh, yeah. And, for him to get back to them so quickly, and just, it was just like people, I think there are a lot of people out there that are just looking for an opportunity to help if they can. And with,
exactly.
You know, it was like, I'm glad that she had the idea, because otherwise the owner might not have known off the top of his head that one of his guys is stuck out there. He's out there and they're thinking about how to get him off and they're not thinking about anything. It's just, and I love that Schmidt Baking Company decided to do that.
Well, that's it, because that bread probably would have gone to naught. I mean, because now we're day-old bread, right? It's not fresh.
Right.
But for the people there on the I-95, they're getting fresh, and it's free, and God bless them. That's awesome. This next story is about a police officer that rescues a dog stuck on thin ice. Anything that has to do with animals, especially dogs, you know my heart's open for that. So go ahead. Pull on my heartstrings. Tell me about it.
That's right. So this is actually like just north of Niagara Falls. Officer John Smith, he was honored for rescuing a dog recently. This dog is a 10-month-old lab. She's 75 pounds. She's walking on the lake and gets stuck in there. What's amazing about this, though, is John Smith was actually just honored recently for going into a building and rescuing an elderly woman from a fire. So this guy is one of those people, if you see the video of him going for this dog, he just runs towards the danger. You know, you can hear the other guy, take off your boots, wait, you know, just like slow down. Let's just hold on just a minute. Let's make sure everybody's safe. And John Smith is just running fearlessly to make sure, you know, I have no doubt he did the same thing with the woman. And to see him running, like to see video footage of this dog is just amazing. He just reaches in and pulls him out of the lake. And it's just like, you know, it's something that could have gone from a tragic situation for this family to witness their family pet, you know, drown. Because there's really, like, most people, they feel like there's nothing they could do. They're going to end up going in themselves, and it's going to be more of a situation. But
exactly.
This guy is brave and knew what he was doing. Not all heroes wear capes. Some of them have badges, right?
Good analogy. I love that. speaking of police, we've got a San Antonio police chief that lent a hand to a 15-year-old and gave him a ride home. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so this actually ended up picking up on Twitter. San Antonio Police Chief Bill McManus, he offered a 15-year-old boy a ride home during freezing temperatures. And, you know, he told, like, the young man said that his phone had died and he was trying to walk home, and said sometimes, you know, you just encounter those perfect moments. And, you know, you don't have to be a police chief to help like that. I know sometimes we're, like, scared to stop and help, but because, you know, you just don't ever know what people are up to. But when you see somebody that needs help and you have the opportunity to do it, it's just, like you always say, it's a blessing not just to the people you're doing it for, but
exactly.
It's a blessing to your heart as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, again, like you say, it, you know, for every other parent who's had a stranded teenager, and here's a police chief extending grace and flowing to the need like this, but I bet their attitude about law enforcement has changed dramatically. We got about 40 seconds left, Sam. Let's talk about the Ohio man who creates an activity booklets for chemotherapy patients.
That's right. So this actually started when Scott Murphy's sister was in the hospital with cancer a couple years ago. He started ACT, which is activities in, like during chemo. And his sister got all these little booklets. It's like little questionnaires, and he'd bring in cookies and do this stuff, and all the other patients noticed. And so after she finished her treatment, she recovered, he decided to keep on doing it. And he just makes all these fun little packets for people to get their mind off of, you know, the struggles that they're facing, and just give them a moment of relaxation. I think it's a great idea.
Without a doubt. Why. Now you know why. She's the good news girl. Thank you, Sam.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, anywhere.
place, anywhere. Radio.